Some stories have twists and turns. This one has spins and tosses. It's about a group of ROTC cadets at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln who are reviving a tradition started here more than a century ago, a precision rifle drill team known as the Pershing Rifles.
Honestly, when I came here, I knew nothing about General John J. Pershing.
Zachary Day is one of the cadets who quickly learned Pershing was the man who started the drill team in the 1890s. He was a university military science professor who would go on to lead the U.S. forces in Europe during World War I. Through the years, the University of Nebraska rifle team named after him would be very successful, winning many competitions against the growing number of other drill teams across the country. But when Zachary Day arrived at UNL, the team had not performed in more than a decade.
So when I came here, I was like, you guys don't do drill? What? I was like, okay, let's fix this.
Day had been a part of a drill team at its high school, Bellevue West. He and a few others went to work to restart the program at UNL.
Let's do it. Let's make a drill team.
The Pershing Rifles execute marching drills with decommissioned Springfield 1903 rifles. They spin the rifles and even toss them back and forth, sometimes blindly over their shoulders to each other. The rifles they found that were previously used at the university, though, were hardly performance ready.
I don't know how long they've been there, but they were in complete disrepair. I'd say only one of them was actually able to be used.
Another team member, Mark Wagner, says fixing the rifles wasn't easy. They had to make their own repairs.
Springfield 1903s, not in production anymore. It's a lot of money to try to buy pieces or even find them. So that's why we've tried to make our own, and we do with what we got, really.
Warrior, arms!
Of course, with a new drill team doing complicated maneuvers with the rifles, it's not going to be perfect. The rifles get dropped a lot.
Too far out, too far.
Straight for me, Zach.
You said straight back.
And sometimes those rifle tosses that miss the mark can leave a mark.
I got kind of stabbed almost 20 minutes ago trying to do one of our moves. The rifle came down wrong, hit me right on the side. So you get pretty dinged up if you're not careful or if somebody has a bad toss to you or something like that.
The mistakes, though, are all part of the learning process. The routines look polished when they're performed, but they usually start out as a freewheeling brainstorming session.
Now, if you were to throw me a blind toss right now, I threw him one right now, and he threw that way right now. And
so I was like this.
Oh boy.
Could we get that to work?
Megan Dupre says learning every step and toss in a routine can be time-consuming and demanding.
So the rifle's around 15 pounds, maybe 20 pounds. So throwing it is just physically tough.
Dupre says the drills teach them to persevere, though, and that's what she's done as one of just a few females on the Pershing Rifles team at UNL.
You don't see many female Pershing Riflemen. So, yeah, I think being a female in a male-dominated thing is awesome, and being a part of that and changing military culture and leadership is amazing.
It takes hours of practice to get the routine just right. And then it's time to move on from practice to a performance in front of a crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pershing Rifles.
That's the moment it all becomes real for Zachary Day.
Because from the time they say, now introducing Pershing Rifles, the butterflies just start flying. And it's hard, your hands are shaking and you're like, oh man, am I remembering everything? Then yeah, you get done. It's so much fun. It's really a gratifying experience.
An experience more than a century in the making, and one you have to think would make General John J. Pershing proud.
Honestly, it's just kind of like we're his company. We want to be the best there is.
I think it's really cool that Pershing himself was here. He's such a great leader in World War I. He's really impactful. And yeah, that affects me every day. I walk to my classes and look at the sign outside that says Pershing Rifles. And I think I'm part of that.
For NET News, I'm Dennis Kellogg.